streaming bilingual sounds 88.5 KCSN HD3 and KSBR HD3 Mission Viejo. Somos un servicio público de California State University Northridge y Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming worldwide at bilingualsounds.org.
Hey there, friends. Welcome to Bilingual Sounds, Support Your Local Scene. I'm your host, Carissa Kelly, and I'm here to take you through the best and the brightest of what the LA music scene has to offer. Every week, we'll showcase a local artist that has caught our eyes and our ears, play some of their material, and let them tell you in their own words what they're all about. This week is an extra special crossover episode. I love doing these so much. So today we have Devin Thompson and Dammit Diana returning to the studio to interview with me today. How are you both doing?
Great.
Pretty good.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm so excited for this. So let's start off by giving our listeners a little background information, getting them up to speed. So starting with you, Diana, give us a brief look into your background and what brought you to music.
Background. Okay, well, I have a background mainly in film, actually. I'm actually a screenwriting student here at CSUN, graduating next month, hopefully. And what brought me to music was just, I've always just been musically inclined, you know. My parents bought me instruments or whatever when I was younger. I did orchestra in middle school, you know, as we're supposed to for the curriculum. But I got into theater as well, musical theater, and then that kind of really cemented my love for, you know, singing and performing and whatnot. And then when I got to college, I messed around with, you know, GarageBand, Logic, all that stuff, and then I just, you know, made music and found out that I really enjoyed doing that, and it was very therapeutic for me, so
yeah,
that's what I do.
And I love that the musical theater kind of brings both the film and the music mm-hmm. together. Yeah,
right.
Your love for the art definitely shines through in your work.
Thank you.
Yeah. And how about you, Devin?
I started out really young, I think. I was also around musical theater, surprisingly, but I think mostly I started playing in, like, band camps that my parents would put me in when I was, like, 10 and such. Mm-hmm. And that's when I started playing guitar. And I took lessons, and I learned how to sing and play together. No one, like, told me to do it. I just really wanted to. No one in my family had pursued music, so I was like, oh, well, I want to do it. But everyone in my family is very creative, so it was kind of easy. And then I, you know, did some, like, musical theater in middle school and elementary school. So then I just segued into making the music that I want. Kind of started my first band when I was 16. So that's kind of how things really started to ramp up. But I released my first song when I was, I think, 11 is how long, maybe 12.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. But so I've been writing for a really long time. It's kind of just taken off from there, from the age of 16, you know? So yeah.
It definitely has taken off. Like, yeah. you're doing very well.
Oh, thank
like
you.
I'm really happy to see how much your online presence is growing.
Oh yeah, thank you.
And also how well your work is doing. Like, yeah. I think you're really reaching people, and I'm very proud of you.
I think so too, and I really appreciate that. I've worked really hard, so I would hope there'd be some sort of response from that, because all I do is grind and do this. Yeah,
gotta stay on that grind.
Yeah.
Get that bread.
Yeah, of course.
Alpha mindset, dude.
Yeah, for real.
This might very quickly turn into an alpha female podcast, but anyway.
I love that. I'll always be here. That's so awesome.
All right, so let's get into the tunes. We started off with Star from Damn It Diana, and now we have I Love You But It Hurts Like Hell by Devin Thompson. You are supporting your local scene. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hey there, friends. You're supporting your local scene right here on Bilingual Sounds. That was Creature from the Black Lagoon by Dammit Diana. And we have Dammit Diana in studio with us, along with Devin Thompson. So, my next questions for you is, I want to dive into your personal experiences now. So, Diana and Devin are different because, Diana, you create from like your bedroom mm-hmm. setup, and Devin, you have more of a studio kind mm-hmm. of vibe.
Yeah.
So different production methods, but you still have amazing products that come from it. So, and also your songwriting as well. I chose Creature from the Black Lagoon because you often put yourself in the perspective of characters. Mm-hmm. Does that come from the screenwriting?
I think so. Yes, very much so. Yeah.
That's cool.
And it's very similar to you, Devin, with the way that you write about some characters. Like Poison Me, I remember, was kind of based off of Snow White.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I write a lot of I write a lot in character and escapism. Mm-hmm. So I've been focusing more on myself recently, but I'm just not used to. I've been very used to writing about other people. Mm-hmm. I think it's really interesting.
Mm.
So, because I too love film and movies. So I think that, and reading, I'm a reader, I'm a book person. That's kind of how I get everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the kinds of characters that you tend to empathize with, Diana.
Hmm. Interesting. Question. characters I empathize with. I guess not necessarily empathize, but, like, I can see the perspective of, like, the antagonist, you know what I mean? And, like, I guess empathize with them in a way and understand mm-hmm. why they do what they do. Like, in Creature from the Black Lagoon, the creature just, like, he just wants love. He just wants, you know, attention and, you know, friends or whatever, which is why he is the monster that he is and people perceive him in that way. So I guess that's how I view character.
Mm. What about you, Devin?
It's interesting because I feel like immediately we want to empathize with the main character who's like the protagonist, you know, mm-hmm. And we want to like we love them because they're good. So it's easy to empathize with them. But I think it's hard for me to empathize. I can't empathize with a villain who has no reason for doing what they do. But I think it's very easy for us to empathize with someone who is a product of their environment. So I think that specific type of villain is kind of, it's easier for me to be like, you know, I see the whole picture and feel bad for them.
Yeah.
So, and I think that film and also books like really does a good job of making you like feel bad for them so that your emotions are conflicted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I also find it interesting that you say you're kind of writing from your own perspective mm-hmm. now.
Yeah.
So how do you feel that differs in terms of maybe even the process of writing, like how you feel about the lyrics and maybe mm-hmm. even the vulnerability of it?
It's honestly harder to write a good song about me and about my experiences because it can really easily be really, really basic and cheesy. So the ability and like the thought process that goes behind turning it into something else and into a clever way of putting it has been difficult, but also really expanding, I think. So I've been writing with some different people and exploring different options. And I think that also, it feels good. It's challenging, but it feels good because I know that other people like to hear a little bit of vulnerability so that they feel more connected to the artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also want to help other people. I feel like, you know, they're not so alone if they really like what I do. I'm like, well, hey, I feel the same way you do. So, you know, that's a big part of it.
Yeah, that definitely comes through as well. And I wanted to also dive into your experiences with playing live.
Yeah.
Diana, currently you don't play live.
No, I don't.
Even though you should. You absolutely should.
You should.
I don't know. I just, I do music for myself. And mm-hmm. I feel like the moment that I do that, it's for other people now. Mm. You know?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Two very different opinions on that. That's really cool and interesting. Because I do it for other people, and then you do it for yourself, which is amazing, because that must come through, like, that's so personal.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
I like that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that, like, we get to uncover, like, the complexities of performance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's also an interesting lens to view it as female.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Musicians.
Yeah.
Because... Yeah. Often a lot of things that we do is in performance for other people. Mm-hmm. But Devin, you take a very autonomous approach to the way you perform as well.
Yeah, I do. I think I want to stake my claim as, I think it's kind of difficult. It's taken a long time to sort of find like how I want to go about live performing and how I want to put my name out there. And I think the more of myself that I am, you know, they say, oh, go up there and be a performer. I'm like, yes, I totally agree with that. People are paying to watch you,
mm-hmm.
but I also think that there in what I do is a very, very huge amount of realness that needs to like be very like prevalent. Mm-hmm. So I'm very honest on stage. Mm-hmm. I think that there's a healthy amount of both. I think we need more of that so that people feel more connected.
Mm.
Yeah.
So then what advice do you have for maybe someone like Diana who wants to keep their music for themselves but still share it with others?
Yeah, I think that someone who is – well, first of all, I think someone who's very personal – about their music and isn't necessarily writing to like appeal to other people. Someone who reminds me of that is their writing style is Phoebe Bridgers, because everything that she writes is very personal. It's very storytelling, which I love. It's about her life and her childhood and her experiences and everything. So I think that she's able to do that. And I think that being yourself and putting yourself out there while still going on stage and doing your thing, people fall in love with characters. Like, people fall in love with you and your characters and your idea of what something should be. If you create amazing art, you know, people will love it, and they will love what it is, because we fall in love with a book, right? And the author, often, we don't really care about necessarily, unless it's very... They are famous.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that people are able to fall in love with songs that aren't about them, like mm-hmm. or they don't relate to it, but they want to relate to it because it's like escapism.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does.
I think that's the best way for me to put it.
Yeah.
I think going out there and just completely being yourself, people will fall in love with it.
Right.
Yeah, I really think so. It's cliche, but it's true.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, because I think maybe this is an odd way of putting it, but people do think a lot more about themselves than
Absolutely.
They do about other people.
Yeah. We are all very selfish.
Uh-huh. So
yes.
it's like, how can I put myself in the shoes of this performer or this character that's being presented to me? What about me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. No, 100%. So that's a very good point. Mm-hmm. Super, yeah.
And so, Diana, what do you wish performers, people who actively are playing live, what do you wish you saw mirrored about the way you create in them?
I don't like not see that, you know, like the people who I follow a lot, who do I follow? I do follow a lot of people. And I can see myself within them, like, you know, Billie Eilish, I love Billie Eilish's music. I think it's very vulnerable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, what was the question? I'm like trying to get back on track of it.
What about live performance do you wish that you saw the way you create mirrored in it?
Saw the way I create mirrored in live performance.
It's a weird way of me putting the question, but
I mean, I wish I saw like more story elements, if that makes sense. Like,
interesting.
Yeah, like what? Like I love musical theater, so you know,
more theatricality.
Yeah, yeah. Like I love a story type of album, if that makes sense. You know, like an album with like a through line. Like I love Gorillaz a lot because like they have lore to their like, their music and their band.
Yeah, they also have like little characters and stuff,
and
like,
I love there's it. There's so many they're layers. Great. Yeah, yeah. So I would love to see more of that in music because like you know that's what I try to do with my own songs. You know, mm-hmm. like I'm making an EP or whatever, I try to have like a through line, if that makes sense. Mm. Yeah, so that's what I'm, you know, what I like to see within performers.
Yeah. I agree because I don't like that we're kind of seeing the death of the album.
Yeah.
We're seeing a lot more singles and just very isolated releases mm-hmm. that don't have any other context. Yeah. It's like I wanna
oh, social
dig
media
into
is so easy
the
to
richness
do that.
Of your
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
Give
yeah,
me
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
100%. But yeah. So right up next we have Poison Me from Devin Thompson. You're supporting your local scene. We will be right back.
You and me. Únete a nuestra comunidad en las redes sociales.
Busca Bilingual Sounds en Instagram. Find out about exclusive artist interviews, performances, and enter to win free concert tickets. We are Bilingual Sounds.
Friends, you are supporting your local scene right here on Bilingual Sounds, and we have Devin Thompson and Dammit Diana in studio with us this evening. We're going to do a little session now. So what are you going to play for us, Devin?
I'm going to play my new single, Parasite, that I just put out on acoustic.
Yeah, let's hear it.
And I'll cut you into your skin. I don't know where the world ends, and I'll cut you, cause you're only a man. I wanna cut you. I wanna cut you. Cause I can't tell where the world will end. I wanna gut you, I wanna stuff you, I wanna love you, I wanna mess you up. And I can't tell where the world will end. So I wanna gut you, I wanna stuff you, I wanna love you, I wanna mess you up. Tell me I'm good for you. So help me, help me. And tell me not to care. I said I wanna cut you. I wanna cut you. Cause I can't tell where the end. I wanna cut you, I wanna stuff you, I wanna love you, I wanna mess you up. And I can't tell where the world will end. I wanna cut you, I wanna stuff you, I wanna love you, I wanna mess you up.
mess you up.
Thanks, guys.
That was beautiful.
Usually screaming in the chorus of that song. So trying, pulling back is very interesting in doing that song. I've never sang it like that. So
that was the first time for everything.
That was like literally on the fly, so I have no idea.
Yeah. It gives it a vulnerability, though, which is like...
Yeah. Yeah. That's the whole point of the song. Yeah.
Love it.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Beautiful. I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, getting back into the tunes, this next one is another semi-acoustic track. This is Stabbed in the Back by Church Burglars. We'll be right back.
Doesn't make sense to stay here longer, so I'll pack up and
Support comes from Getzman Group, helping SoCal companies for more than 25 years in all areas of finance and accounting with professional staffing solutions. Information at GetzmanGroup.com, GetzmanGroup.com.
Bilingual Sounds is proud to present Mala Rodriguez, bringing her Spanish hip-hop sound to the Regent Theater on Tuesday, November 26. Thanks to the ongoing support from the Regent, Bilingual Sounds has your chance to win two tickets to the show. Find information on how to enter our giveaway on our Instagram. Find us on Instagram by name, Bilingual Sounds. No purchase is necessary. Additional entries can be found on our Win Tickets page on our website. Enter to win tickets to see Mala Rodriguez, the Regent Theater, Tuesday, November 26. And don't forget, find us on Instagram by name, Bilingual Sounds.
The LA Times presents the reveal party for the 101 best restaurants in LA list, presented by City National Bank on December 3rd at the Hollywood Palladium. For unlimited bites and sips from top LA restaurants and the live unveiling of the iconic annual list. Tickets on sale now at latimes.com/101event. That's latimes.com/101event.
Thanks to Live Nation's support, Bilingual Sounds continues to bring you fresh musical finds. The Altons and The Sincere's are ready to break some hearts and welcome you to their Heartbreak Tour 2025. These two neo-soul bands perform at the Belasco on Friday, March 7th. Tickets are available at livenation.com. The Altons and The Sincere's, the Belasco, Friday, March 7th.
Thank you.
Hey there, friends. You are supporting your local scene right here on Bilingual Sounds, 88.5 HD3. We have Devin Thompson and Dammit Diana in studio with us. We're doing our second session of the evening. What are you going to play for us, Diana?
Falling Down the Stairs.
Let's hear it. Yep.
One or two is just too late, and I need to medicate, need to self-diagnose, self-inject a lethal dose. I need to concentrate, heart to beat a constant rate. I need to regulate, need to regulate, gotta self-diagnose. Results might be morose, and I drink to the host. Come up and raise a toast to the one who I love and the one I hate the most. And I drink with the host, I drink with the host. Do you see me falling down the stairs? Please forgive me, I am not myself. You can save me, baby, if you care. I will warn you, I am not myself. And you can kill me with only just your stare. I adore you, I want you to myself. And if you see me falling down the stairs, I will warn you, I did it to myself. And you're getting too irate, do you need to medicate? I cannot be here alone, I start to speak in monotone. I live inside my head, imagination's running red. I think of what you said, yeah, I think of what you said. So I self-diagnose, realize that I'm the host. I'm the one I love the most, I'm the one I hate the most. So I self-diagnose, realize that I'm the host. I'm the one I love the most, I'm the one I hate the most. Do you see me falling down the stairs? Please forgive me, I am not myself. And you can save me, baby, if you care. I will warn you, I am not myself. And you can kill me with only just your stare. I adore you, I want you to myself. And if you see me falling down the stairs, I will warn you, I did it to myself.
That was awesome.
Yay!
I really like that song. You have a beautiful voice, too.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful. All right, we're going to go back into a little music break. This next one is called 77 by the legendary Alice Bag. We'll be right back.
I'm
Hey there, friends. You're supporting your local scene right here on Bilingual Sounds. I was 77 by Alice Bagg. And we have Devin Thompson and Dammit Diana in studio with us. You just heard their little live sessions that we just did. And now I'd like to hear your closing thoughts. So what about you, Diana? What do you think?
Yeah, I rarely perform live ever, so this was a fun experience. So thank you for having me on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's not like I get nervous because I did theater, you know, and I speak in front of people constantly, you know. So it's just, music is so vulnerable, you know. And so, mm-hmm. like, this is who I am. And if people don't like it, what happens? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So putting myself out there in that way to, like, just, like, say, I don't care what you think, you know, if it's bad or good, whatever. So it felt kind of freeing to do that. Still a little bit, you know, nerve-wracking in a way, but, you know, happy I did it anyways. And I think, Devin, you sounded amazing on your set.
You said you. Thank you so much.
And what about you, Devin?
Yeah, I totally agree with Diana. I perform pretty regularly, is the only difference, but I would say that this was so awesome, and being in a room full of so many talented women doing cool creative things and, you know, very like-minded people, that's very important to me. So this has been so rewarding, so amazing, and I love doing these. I want to do more. I want to do more with you because you're awesome. Both of you are so cool. So
thank you.
Yeah, building community and making these connections is so important. So I'm eternally grateful, and I think we all need to keep lifting each other up, and you got to get out there and do some shows, dude. Go play a house show. I just played a house show for the first time in like years, because that is where community is. People
are
not
a band, man.
You don't need to have a band. Just play your guitar.
You and your voice can go so far.
You and your voice will go so far.
Okay.
You be yourself. If you are yourself with your guitar, you go be yourself. And if they don't like it, they can whatever.
Pound sand.
Exactly. Exactly.
The polite way of saying it.
The polite way of saying it. So we all express ourselves in different ways. I think that's the most beautiful thing about everything, and especially this show. So we love you.
Oh, that means so much to me, because as you know, listeners, the mission here is to build community, and my favorite thing to do is build community with other female musicians.
Yeah,
because that solidarity is so needed.
We need that solidarity. Mm-hmm. Yes,
it's totally. So healing.
It's healing. Yeah. It really is.
It's so healing to, for a change, not be like, so hey bro, what gear do you use?
It's true. I really
nice wah pedal.
Yo, what chord shift is this song, guys?
Yes.
But thank you both for coming on and spending this time with me. I know you're taking time out of your busy schedules, but I so appreciate it.
No,
so,
thank you for
having
us.
Yeah.
I
love you.
Oh, I love you guys too. Gonna go cry after the show. So, listeners, thank you so much for spending the last hour with us. Your viewership helps small and local artists gain the exposure that they so deserve. And I would love nothing more than for you to consider checking out the people I feature on the show, following them on their socials, and most importantly, to go to shows. Your presence means more than you know to these hardworking musicians. And being active in your scene and your community is what this show is all about. Thank you so much for listening. I've been your host, Carissa Kelly. Come on back next week and every week thereafter at 6 p.m. We'll be here with a fresh perspective. Thank you for supporting your local scene. Good night. Thank you.
Your generous donation ensures our radio stream is always there whenever you're ready to press play. Visit bilingualsounds.org to donate.
You're streaming Bilingual Sounds 88.5 KCSN HD3 and KSBR HD3 Mission Viejo. We are a service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio, streaming worldwide at bilingualsounds.org.